Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
Actually, I'm going to...
Here's John Williams.
...farm that out this hour. It's 210. This is John. We're in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. We sure appreciate your listening. We're here weekdays till 3. On Fridays, that's today, we do something called The Bright Side around 2:40. Folks call in, share good news, smiles, happiness. It's unlike the rest of the week. All that coming your way. Do you listen to WGN Radio pretty late? Well, of course you do. I'm glad you do. That's where Patty Vasquez holds court. Hi, Patty. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello. Thank you. Yes, it's not too late. It's not very late. It's just pretty late.
Patty joins us once in a while just to sort of catch up with one of our late night friends on the daytime. And I want to make sure you hear this voice during the day so you remember to listen to that. Look at that. There's a lady walking by with her scarf. She's got on her Rambler scarf. I was taking my dog for a walk today. I had the Rambler scarf on, and he had the Rambler scarf on. We were adorable.
Where's the picture of that?
It's out there.
Okay, I'll take a look.
We also put up, and by the way, we put up a boomerang that Violetta and Elif concocted with me and Steve, and we've all got the scarfs going. It's, you know, a fast, manic, micro video.
Over and over and over.
And yet, in the video that goes like, what is it? 1 second? 1.5?
6 seconds. Well, yeah.
Is that thing 6 seconds? Well, it repeats.
Well, it repeats, right. So I guess
loop.
It's, yeah, 2 seconds.
Most of it, Steve, is not moving. It's amazing how uninvolved Steve could be.
Come on, be fair to me. I had no idea what you guys were doing. I'm finishing my show.
No,
you say stand up and wear this. I don't know what's going on.
No, in your defense, Steve, it takes a lot of skill and a lot of time and practice to get the boomerangs correct.
Yeah, Steve, that's right.
Just stand up. We're just going to take your picture of a video really fast.
Okay, we'll do another one.
I think without motion is also a statement in a boomerang. Because it sort of heightens the people that are moving.
That is so true, Patty Vasquez.
Bold choice, Steve. I'm just saying, I think you made it work.
Thank you, Patty.
You're welcome.
He is the sun around which the rest of us little tiny planets orbit.
Wow. He's puffing us up. He's helping us.
Mark Baser does a show at the Hideout. How often do you do that show, Mark Baser? Welcome to WGN.
How are you? Hi, Patty.
Hello.
I do the show. Well, it's on TV every week, but it's filmed once a month, that makes sense.
That's kind of what I'm asking for. So
yeah,
the interview show at the Hideout. So what are you here to plug? TV show?
We're back on air tonight on TV.
When do you record another show?
We record another show April 6th. So this show that is on tonight was recorded back in December, but we like to give it time to get old.
I like to interview people. Mark, I like to watch the shows on TV, so I'm glad you're letting me know.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, I mean, well, that is the way most folks will consume it. So what time is your television show on this evening, Mark Baser?
The show is on 7:30 on the Channel 11, WTTW. And it's a good one. It's a good one. It's Jeannie Gang. She's the MacArthur Award-winning architect. And Natasha Trethewey, who is a former National Poet Laureate, two-time National Poet Laureate. And they're both awesome. They're both amazing. And poetry and architecture are fairly evergreen things. So even though we filmed it in December, not much has changed.
Friends of mine were at this. I did not see this show. Friends of mine were at the taping at the Hideout. And I said, how was it? And they said, it was so good. And I said, well, who did he have on? And they said, well, this really good poet. And I went, sorry, I missed that. And they
said, John.
That's what I said.
Yeah, that's rude to friends, to me.
To the arts.
She's amazing. She is she is amazing. She the interview, I think, and it's like nothing I did. It's just sit back and let her be great.
Well, that's what they said. It was fascinating. And that this is the true talent that Mark Baser has. He'll take topics that might on paper seem a little heady and turn them into very accessible, fun, funny conversations.
I dumb it down.
That's not what I. Well, it works. Whatever you're doing,
so
let's say that
it's got. I didn't ask her if poetry had a rhyme. I didn't go that far.
Did she do some poetry in the
she
show?
Didn't. No, I mean, no. Her life is pretty extraordinary, and she's from the Gulfport, Mississippi area. She's now at Northwestern, but so we talked a little bit about that and how, you know, she wrote a book, in fact, about how the Hurricane Katrina affected that area. Obviously, we've read and heard so much about how it devastated New Orleans, but it devastated more than that, and it devastated an area that you know, is often overlooked anyways, regardless of whether there's a storm or not, or a disaster. And she also has a compelling story of how she got into poetry. Her mother actually, very, very tragically, was killed, and killed by the person that her mom was with at the time. And that led to her becoming, finding where could she find a place to kind of
put that emotion, you know, put that feeling,
that emotion, and it was poetry. She was in college at the time, and she rose up to become the former, you know, to become a national poet laureate twice, and her poetry is, and I'm not somebody who goes around, you know, I wish I read more poetry, and one of the things that I learned from reading her books is that in this world of things going so fast and just going on Twitter and reading Twitter all the time, sometimes it's good to just slow down and spend some time with something that, like when you read a long novel or something like that, instead of just reading the news.
Well, when you read poetry you have to sometimes read it 2 or 12 times to, you know, appreciate it a different way each time. You know who's a good poet in town is Mary Schmeek, the Tribune columnist.
She's delightful.
She's whimsical and funny. And, you know, when she wants to yell at the president, she does so in lighthearted poetry, which, you know, still causes her no end of grief, I'm sure, but it's well done. Okay, so that tonight. Anything else real quick, Mark, you want to throw in here? Well, a good reason to watch your show this evening?
No, there's no other good reason. We've got, Jeannie Gang's great. Jeannie Gang is also great. And then on April 6th, we got a good show if you want to come out to the Hideout. We've got Gillian Flynn, who wrote Gone Girl, and we've got Daniel Krause. Daniel Krause, you should have Daniel Krause on. He is the co-story writer of The Shape of Water, the Oscar-winning film. Yeah, so he lives in town, and he also turned that, The Shape of Water. It wasn't a book beforehand. It's kind of an interesting situation where he and Guillermo del Toro wrote the book at the same time or around the same time that they came up with a story for the movie, so it's not a novelization.
I will do that. I will reach out to him. Michael Shannon was in our studio, sitting where Patty is now, sat here with us for a half an hour, and I got to tell you, it was not a great interview.
Oh, really?
It was a fine interview.
Isn't that a weird moment? All three of us can appreciate that moment. You're like, do I get this back on track?
I know. Well, you know, I it's not his fault, but he didn't have the... He wasn't as excited about it as I was. He didn't.
Disproportionate
excitement.
He wasn't
all day going, oh my God, I get to be home with John Williams. But John Williams is going, oh my God, Michael Shannon from Shape of Water will be right here. And so I think we had different expectations for the interview.
Did you see where he watched the Academy Awards from?
Isn't that amazing?
The Ale House over in Old Town.
Yeah, yeah. Just sitting there having a beer by himself, watching his stuff up there. Mark, congratulations. Watch Channel 11 tonight at 7:30.
7:30.
And come by before that April 6th show. We'll visit with you in the studio.
I would love to. Thanks, guys.
The interview show, Mark Baeser.
It's a great show.
Patty, are you on board the bus?
You know what? I did not buy gear because we had a listener call last night who actually, this is the reason. I'm not superstitious, but I do like rituals. And I think whatever you've done leading up to this point is what you should continue to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so a woman called last night. She is an alum. And she said when she was a student, she never bought any gear. But she does have one shirt that's burgundy or maroon. What do they go with? Maroon and gold?
What do you call this? I would call this
very vibrant.
Maroon and gold.
I think maroon and gold.
Yeah.
And she has one shirt. And she wanted to know if she should buy gear, like a scarf or socks. And we said, no, go with what you've done. She's gone to the same bar. She has sat in the same spot and watched every game in the same place. So that's what you have to do.
Is she a Cubs fan, too? It seems like Cubs fans have tried to cling to rituals.
I think Blackhawks fans do, too. They seem really entrenched in
it. Blackhawks?
During the playoffs, when we've, you know, aside from this year. It's fine. We're fine. We're totally fine.
Yeah, we're good about it.
It's okay. But, during the playoffs, people will not wash items of clothing that they wear on the day of the game, sit in the same spot. grow out beards. There's a lot of ritual in hockey.
Yeah, and if you didn't hang out with them on the night of the win, you're not allowed to hang out with them the rest of
Really? Then you can't upset that sort of karma that they had going.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, can I just share with you all something that happened? So Patty walks into the studio, and she's drinking coffee now, because is this like normally when you wake up anyway?
Yes, this is early morning. This is 5 a.m. for me.
Patty Vasquez, pretty late on WGN Radio weeknights from 9 to...
maybe 11 p.m. to 2 a.m.
11 p.m. to 2 a.m. So she says, hey, I'll get some coffee. I said, great, I'll buy. We fuss over who's going to buy. I win. I hand her a 20. Off she goes. To where? The cashless evil Argo tea. I have been on a harangue about this. And here's another problem with the cashless society. Okay. If you say to somebody, no, I'll get it. If you do exactly what we tried to do right now, I insist you take this 20 and you go buy coffees for all of us. What happens?
I can't do it because I have to go use my credit card.
So then she brings,
I was fine with, because then I had wanted to pay for it anyway.
Yeah, but think about that. So now I either got to give you my debit card, which maybe folks aren't as comfortable with.
I'm not going to do that.
So then you come back with the coffees and go, I had to put them on my debit card. And then I say, well, all right, that was like $3.06. It was like $9. Here's a 10.
Nope, keep not it. Taking your money.
What
nope.
What a messed up thing.
This is really disrupting your world.
It is. And you know, I was just counting up how much money I had on my abacus the other day. And I thought... and I thought, I know the world is changing, but I still want currency to be accepted.
Well, and you're also less likely to keep track if you are using your credit card. When you have cash and that's gone, you know not to spend anymore because you can't. But you have a credit card. You're like, oh, I'll just pay for this later. It's delayed, you know, responsibility.
I want to read to you some of the quotes from the former Playboy model who alleges to have had an affair with Donald Trump and get your reaction to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think a female perspective is interesting, particularly on this. Have you been talking about that pretty late?
We have not. No, we save all of our Trump talk for Fridays.
Do you
What
keep a good idea.
We keep it in a packet. Like
memo
once
to
in a while,
self.
If there's a big story, obviously, we will talk about it. And we talk to politics because of the primaries. But in general, I try to just sort of consolidate it. And by the time Friday rolls around, like the news of Monday is gone already.
Right.
You know?
You realize. Well, and isn't the takeaway from that then, if you miss a day, it's okay. There'll be another crazy bus coming along, and it's not all so consequential as we tend to make it. Elif, where is the Dow now?
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 263.22 points at 23,694.67. The Dow is down 1.10%.
Man, bad week. 23.6, we're down for the year. We're down for the year now. 263, we had given up 300. We were up 100. I suppose that's still the residual from the tariffs. It's amazing how many things are Trump talked these days.
Yep.
And you know,
see
Patty,
why I save it for Friday?
Patty Vasquez in the studio. You can hear her at 11 o'clock tonight. You're on tonight.
I am on tonight.
Are you going to get preemptive for some baseball games, maybe on the West Coast?
Not too often. When we had the Cubs, there was only a couple of games that we started our show late, and one of them was at when the middle of the field got flooded and the tarps, they couldn't get the tarps out
oh,
in
really?
Time. And they held us until 10 to 2 and finally called the game. I had an 8-minute show.
Former Playboy model Karen McDougal did an Anderson Cooper interview. And then I think Anderson Cooper's also doing the Stormy Daniels one.
On 60 Minutes.
But he's CNN. What's he doing on CBS?
He's one of their contributors on 60 Minutes as well.
He works for both networks at the same time. So he's got that interview, which I think I'll watch. I have only seen clips of this Karen McDougal thing. But she's a Republican who voted for Trump, who loves Trump, who is sorry the relationship disintegrated, and said that they had an affair for... several months.
10
they were
months.
Intimate many times. And it goes back to 2006. I don't know. Patty, what to make of this? Why are we so preoccupied?
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised by it. And the reason she's doing it is because she had an agreement with another media outlet to pay her money, to help her keep getting work. They didn't hold up their end of the bargain. She felt they buried the story to protect the president. So she's the wrath knows no fury.
Buried?
What's the matter, Steve?
Well, they never printed it.
That's what I mean. They never, yeah.
But that cash and kill concept is new to me, and I guess that's a thing. The National Enquirer will buy a story, give you $130,000 in Stormy Daniels' case for the express purpose of not running the story to protect the person that you want to out. And I've never thought about that, but it sounds like in her case, McDougal's, she wanted the publicity for promotional purposes, right?
Well, that's what I didn't understand. The idea was that she was going to get work, but that they wouldn't tell. I think it was that they wouldn't tell. I don't understand what the cash and kill part of this is, because it seems like she didn't want it to come out. Then she didn't like the way they were handling the payment and the promises that they made. So that's why she's telling the story. I don't know.
She teared up when asked what would she say to Melania. She said, "I'm sorry." These ladies are preying on each other. Cooper asked McDougal if she kept any text messages, photographs, or videos as proof of her and Trump's alleged affair. "Let me say this," she said. "If you're in a loving relationship, do you try and collect evidence?" The only thing she kept was a journal, and she did share that with CNN just to document the times that she saw the president.
And, you know, selfies weren't as prevalent, you know. Cell phones with cameras were just starting to emerge as a...
She strikes me as really credible.
I agree.
This whole thing rings believable.
Have you read the part about how she says he always would tell her how much she reminded him of his daughter, Ivanka? That's the creepy... And that she's like that she was smart like his daughter, that is how daughter... She said that she would hear about Ivanka a lot when they were together, which is just the weirdest thing when if you're going to be naked with somebody.
Hon, I love you and you love me and, you know, this is very exciting and inappropriate, but let's not talk about Ivanka so much.
Yeah.
I mean, would be just like a rule.
That's just weird.
I know it's bad enough that we're doing this, but let's not bring her into this.
Yeah, and she says she's sorry now. She also said when she heard the audio tape on Access Hollywood, or the videotape on Access Hollywood, she said that wasn't the man that she knows, yet she's the man she knows had an affair on his wife. So what kind of man did you think he was?
Yeah, that's why when they get all choked up about how sad they are that the relationship has ended because you really loved him, I'm just thinking, you're cheating on his wife. You know, I mean, he's willing to do it and you're willing to do it, but you're cheating on his wife. You know, so how much sympathy am I supposed to have for you since you have none for her, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know how you... And how do people sort of get all this information and people want to justify their opinions? And they're like, well, this is okay. This was a relationship, a consenting relationship between two adults. So it's okay that he did this.
Well, that's generally where
and
I fall.
He wasn't president yet.
I mean, to me, that's right. I think this is no more important than Joe the plumber having an affair with the lady down the street. It's two people who want to cheat on that third person. And in America, you get to do that. You shouldn't. I wish you wouldn't, but you get to do
that. Well, you don't want to outlaw that. I mean, that's
a
lot of people in trouble.
I don't think I do. Now, if that person becomes president of the United States, then too bad for the person that becomes president of the United States. But I think he would have won even if we had known. I just don't see how this is important to us, other than it's scandalous and interesting.
Well, right now, I think it goes to the building story with Stormy Daniels. I think that's why the news outlets want to keep putting this out there.
I still think the Stormy Daniels story is in the same box as this, though. I don't see.
Well, it depends on where the money's coming from, and
maybe so. That's the only reason for any of this to matter is if to keep these ladies quiet, they were using campaign finances. Then that violates some sort of campaign finance law, which is really small potatoes. I think
still
in the grand scheme of things.
Well, if we go to the part that might be illegal, that's where you go.
I guess so. All right, Patty Vasquez is on the radio tonight.
It'll be fun Trump talk, I promise. Well, not even that much. We got a lot of state politics to talk about. We have Leslie Zemeckis, who is a film producer. She's a director, a writer, an actress, and you might know her as the wife of Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah, no kidding.
She's incredible. She's got a really amazing life, and if you follow her on Instagram, you can see how she celebrates life all the time.
Keep listening to WGN Radio. We're 29 minutes away from White Sox baseball. And then Justin and you will pick it up afterwards tonight.
Yes. Thanks. Very excited.
Nice
go
to see you,
go
Patty.
Baseball. It's really hard for me to say go Sox. I'm a Cubs fan. But I'm excited to have them here, but still.
Really? Is that where you are on this?
Oh, go baseball.